He chose us. We heard that in the very second reading, that God chose us. Ever since I was a kid, there was always this thought in my mind to be chosen in professional baseball, to be drafted. Later it became football, later basketball, and then back to baseball once again. But there's a thought of just being chosen by being picked. And I never had the realization that I was chosen long before all of that. And each of you as well. Being chosen by God. Not on June 15th, 2018, as for the very first time. But we were chosen by God from the foundation of the world. Before we were ever created, before we had done even a single action, God chose us. Each and every single one of us in His love. But why did He choose us? St. Paul goes on, He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish. To be holy means to become one with God. To enter into communion with Him. To be embraced by Him. That is what God is seeking. To say, you know what? I choose you because I want to wrap my loving arms around you. I choose you before I ever even created you because I have you in mind that I can pour out my love upon you. That I can share my divine life with you. That's what makes us holy. Is the outpouring of God's grace. His sharing of His divine life that we receive from this very altar. That we receive in the Eucharist. God choosing you. Choosing me. From the foundation of the world so that we can be holy, that we can be one with Him. And that's what makes us blameless then. That I then choose to accept that grace. That grace to be humble. That grace to be generous and selfless. That grace to be sacrificial, to be forgiving. Because as this grace is being poured out upon us, we are given a choice. We are given a choice of whether or not, as God chooses us, do I want then to choose to conform my life with Him? Or do I rather still choose my pride rather than the gift of humility that God gives? Do I still choose my greed rather than being generous and selfless? Do I still choose my wrath and my anger rather than sacrificial love and forgiveness? You see, my brothers and sisters, God has chosen us. He has called us to be holy, to be in His loving embrace, to receive His grace, just as we receive Him in the Eucharist. But are we choosing Him back? Because this is the time of formation. This is the time we learn. This is the time we receive. Every time we come to Mass. Because every single moment of our day, throughout this day and throughout the week, God is looking at you and saying, I'm choosing you. I've drafted you. I created you to be with me. I want you. And in the Mass, I want you to see that how much I want you, how much I love you, how much I care for you is in the very fact that I will come down from the heights of heaven and become your food. I want to enter inside of you because I choose you. When we are able to receive that, and when we allow that to really soak into our hearts, to be formed by the God who chooses us, then we're filled with so much grace, able to overcome our sinfulness, that then He instructs us, just like these apostles. Now I want you to go. I want you to go and share this love, this grace that is overflowing in you to the world, to your community, to your family and friends. Because I choose you to go and share my grace that I have shared with you. To live in my loving embrace that I give to you. And so, my brothers and sisters, God has chosen us each and every single day of our life, from the moment we were conceived to this very day. And He will continue to choose us, to pour out His grace upon us. May we choose Him. May we choose to receive that grace He wants to give us. May we be holy, wrapped in His arms, and become blameless through His grace as He sends us out into the world to give that grace to those around us. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.